Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Only a touch and look from Jesus. Come, brother.
Oh, so let down with care.
He has promised
to defend you.
Whoa, glory.
He will know your birth.
My message this morning, The Altar's Power. Glory to God. And I want you to turn with me to 1 Kings 18 and verse 22. 1 Kings 18 and verse 22. It says, "And then Elijah said to the people, I alone am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Therefore, let them give us two bulls and let them choose one bull for themselves, cut it in pieces and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. And I will prepare the other bull and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. Then you will call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God." And so all the people and said, "It is well spoken." Come on, say with me, my testimony is a witness to the world that God answers prayer. You must always have a testimony. Amen. And I remember one day giving a testimony and the enemy said to me, "Well, Johnny, that happened 10 years ago." So I got a bit intimidated by it, and I said, "Well, I must look for a newer one." And then the Lord reminded me, we still give testimony of what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. It's just as relevant today. It's just as powerful today. Think of it. You live in the miracle that God did for you years ago. Amen. You live because of it. You live in it. And I want to today, just focus our attention on the power of the altar. We've been establishing altar in our homes, and when I speak about altar, we are talking about having a specific time that you get your family together, spend time around the Word of God, and pray and minister to your families. And I know that God is doing something mighty in the church. Hallelujah. And when you look at the power of the altar, God answers the altar in your home by His presence. When you get together to spend time around the Word of God, you actually invite, you step into, you open a portal of the supernatural dimension for your home. And so I want to just focus this morning on the power of that altar and what happens there, because when you establish that supernatural dimension, the covenant of God becomes very real, very relevant, and God remembers every promise that He has for you. Somebody say hallelujah. And His covenant with you and His promise to you and His glory that manifests, think of this, when you establish altar, the moment you spend time around the Word of God, the Holy Ghost is the one that quickens that Word. So you invite the Holy Ghost into your home the moment you set time aside. Hallelujah. And not only in church, but in our homes. The time is coming, and now is, when the glory of God shall be established and revealed in the homes, says the Lord. Hallelujah. As it is in the church. When I say in the church, when we get together, praise God. The same glory that's in this house is in your house. Everybody say, the same glory of this house is in my house. When the Holy Ghost abides in our homes, His supernatural power and revelation is immediately made available. I've learned that the Spirit of God would speak in a dimension, open the Spirit, and if you stop to give it time and meditate, the fullness of it gets revealed to you. There are times when the Spirit of God will speak to you, but because you do not stop, establish altar, spend time, that revelation is never unfolded. There's no replacement for time in the presence of God. Amen. Because His presence then brings His blessing to your whole family. And the Holy Ghost, why is that important? Because when you do so, the Holy Ghost makes your whole household heirs of the promise. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Always remember when you get together, now this is what I'm speaking to. I spoke to you last week about the supernatural dimension of the altar. Always remember that when you get together, to expect and honor the presence of the Holy Ghost. Expect it to be a supernatural time around the Word of God. Because it's the Spirit that gives life. It's the Holy Spirit that reveals things. What's the difference between a born-again believer walking the fire and the demonstration of the Word and religious people spending time around the Word? Do you know religious people also can spend time around the Word? All it does for them is bring religion and condemnation. Have you noticed how the religious are always talking about sin? They are sin conscious. Because the Holy Ghost makes you blood conscious, Savior conscious, life conscious. He reveals to you the life that is in the Word. Hallelujah. For others, it is condemnation. They're just constantly aware of how they fall short. Why is it so important to expect? Because expectation activates faith. Can I say it again? Expectation activates faith. You want to activate your faith? Expect. Hallelujah. When you activate faith, the Holy Ghost comes and makes you an heir of the promise. Hallelujah. Expectancy is the breeding ground of the miraculous. So when you get together in your home, expect the miraculous in your home. I release and I prophesy the miraculous established and manifest in your home in this week. From today forward. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. You won't say I'm waiting for Sunday. You expect it at the moment of the altar. The miraculous power of God manifest. God's not into institutions. He's into family. He's into personal relationships. Somebody say amen. Always remember to expect. Thank God today, and this is the power of the altar, is the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God that brings that supernatural dimension to us. The altar, in other words, invites the presence of God. Invites the Spirit of God to come and take control of our homes. Hallelujah. It invites him to come and reveal the word, because God knows only the Holy Ghost can reveal the word. Amen. And he will reveal truth. It's important that when we sit around the word of God, we expect manna, not knowledge. The Holy Ghost gives manna. He gives rhema. Not knowledge. What's the difference? Knowledge brings acknowledgement. Rhema brings the power and the life and the demonstration and the manifestation of that word. Somebody say amen. Jesus said he will baptize you with power. You shall receive power. Hallelujah. A person who has received power by the word, live in the power and the demonstration and the result and the promise of that word. A person, when you sit and it's only education, it has no power. Somebody lift your hand and say, I'm not here for education. I'm here for power. For God's word not to have action is foreign. God's word is action. When he speaks, it's creative. It's powerful. It's revelatory. And if you receive the revelation, he manifests. Somebody say amen. And that's what he is here for. He reveals Jesus to our household, to those around us. And not only does he reveal Jesus to you, but he reveals the place you have in Jesus. Religion will reveal Jesus afar off. The Holy Ghost will reveal Christ in you, the hope of glory. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I prophesy in your home deeper revelation. I prophesy in your home there will be rhema. There'll be tongues, interpretation of tongues. There'll be a spirit of prophecy. There'll be the revelation of God manifest. Deeper dimensions. Hallelujah. I found that a revelation in God takes me further than 10,000 knowledge. I'm talking about just history, knowledge. The word of God is life. It's what you live by. It's what you live in. It's what you manifest. Only the Holy Ghost has the power to put life in the word. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage each and every one here today, as you get together around altar, don't allow the altar to be a place where you just read a scripture and pray, but expect that when you look into the word, the word's going to look into you. And the Holy Ghost is going to activate that word. And the word's going to become flesh. Glory to God. Everybody say, the word in me is the word made flesh. Word made flesh means the word activates. My life is by the word. I speak like the word. I live like the word. I manifest the power and the glory of that word because I'm an heir of that word. I'm a possessor of that word. Expect that when you read, revelation's going to come to you as you read, and you're going to start explaining that scripture as you read it. Hallelujah. In fact, expect that when you read the word, you're going to have to answer the word. That's a different dimension of reading. As you read it, you answer it. Why? Because he's speaking to you. Somebody say amen. So I believe that the Holy Ghost is going to bring your whole family into a different dimension of revelation. Hallelujah. Expect him to bring revelation to your whole family as you read. John 16:13 says, when he, this is what the Holy Ghost does. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. The sky's the limit. Hello? I've learned I'm not dependent on preachers for truth. Oh, let me preach to this side of the church. I've learned that the Holy Ghost will reveal truth for me that will be confirmed. We, the church, live by revelation truth given by the Holy Ghost. How much truth, Pastor? All truth. Don't you believe that religious stuff, that you need others? You don't need a guru. There's one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He will reveal all truth. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. He will not speak on his own authority, but what he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. A family that establishes altar will never be at the mercy of what's coming. They'll be pre-prepared for it. Oh, man. I feel the anointing of God. I feel the Spirit of God moving in this place. Hallelujah. Jesus said he will glorify me because he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that you have is in Christ. Think of it, for all eternity, anything and everything that you'll ever have in eternity is in Christ. It's by Christ. It's by being in Christ that it's yours. There's nothing that's not in Christ that you will ever enter in eternity. He says there's something else. No, Jesus said, all that the Father has is mine. And all that I have is yours. And you and I enter into all that Jesus is and all that Jesus has. And Jesus said, the Holy Ghost will take of what is mine, declare it to you. I believe the church is moving into a supernatural dimension of the revelation of sons of God. Hallelujah. Walking in a different dimension, things not seen, not heard, not understood, shall be made known. In fact, as the Lord was giving me this message, he said to me, Johnny, the reason I want the church to establish altar is because I'm planting the seeds of revival in the homes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All things the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said he will take of mine and declare it to you. Declare means the Holy Ghost will bring you into possession of what is yours in Christ. Hallelujah. When you walk in the possession of what is yours in Christ, you don't need money in your pocket. Mm-mm-mm-mm. You don't need a friend. You don't need a contact. Hallelujah. You don't even need somebody to agree with you. You can say like Jesus, well, if nobody here will agree, then there's one who agrees with me. The Holy Ghost who sent me agrees with me. My God, how awesome is our God. Because the Holy Ghost brings you into possession of the heavenly blessing, of everything that's in Christ. The Holy Ghost is crucial. Can I say it again? The Holy Ghost is crucial. He is not an optional extra. He is the life of the Word. The only true revelator of the Word. A man can show you a word and give you some insight in the word, but the power and the miracle, the life-giving portion of that word can't give it to you. Only the Holy Ghost can give that to you. And that's why it's so important that our homes are led of the Spirit. We spend that time and realize the presence of God is there. Let the Holy Ghost lead that. Because we don't want religious families. We don't want children that has been reasoned into Christianity. Hello? If you have been reasoned into Christianity, you can be reasoned out of it by a wiser person than you. Hallelujah. That's why some people... You know, newly born again. A professor of theology can try and reason them out. They can't be reasoned out. Because what they received is of the Spirit. They know Christ by revelation. Somebody say amen. Why? Because Christianity stands and falls on Jesus revealed to us by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. You can't preach the Jesus that Paul preaches. You can only preach the Jesus that you know. And that knowing is a deep knowing of the Holy Ghost. It's a knowing in your knower. Hallelujah. I've had many times I say, I can't explain, but I know. Hallelujah. Amen. A knower is more powerful than, what's his name? The greatest chess player, Putrov or Palishnikov or whoever. More powerful. Because the presence of the supernatural power of God is the source of life and cannot be undone. Arguments. Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost is in my home, training my home, equipping my home, revelation knowledge fills my home, and not only revelation, not revelation life. Mm. The Holy Ghost is the divine person that makes the altar, a place of revelation rather than education. He's the divine person that makes the altar a place of the rhema word rather than religion or rituals. If you're falling into religion, you need to rewind and get close to the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. And listen, it's very easy to slip into religion. Because religion is comfortable to the flesh. In the name of Jesus, I declare not one year will be comfortable with your flesh in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're pressing past this thing. We're pressing over this thing. We're pressing into the kingdom. We're pressing into the Spirit. We're pressing until we stand in His presence, in the level of glory, seated in Christ, even in heavenly places, seeing things, knowing things, living things according to what He has prepared us for. Somebody say amen. Personal revelation must come to your children. You can't let them live on your revelation. They must be born again. Amen. They must be born again. We've often heard the saying, God doesn't have grandchildren. Because personal revelation will bring you to a knowledge of Him. Look now, you know, they had this thing of those 50 Muslims killed in Australia, New Zealand. Everybody's wearing burqas and saying Shalom Aleikum and all that, trying to, all that. Meantime, 200 Christians were just slaughtered, a whole village destroyed. But you know what struck me about that village destroyed? Little children faced the guns of Boko Haram. Couldn't be argued out because the revelation of Christ is in them. Hallelujah. If the Holy Ghost is not revealing God to you and to your home, your home is in danger of being argued out of its Christianity. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't want to lose my family. Amen. Our homes need the illumination of the Holy Ghost. He is light. He is revelation. He will illuminate. He will make known to you. That make known is not here. It's make known here. Somebody say amen. It's either, listen to me, it's either the Holy Ghost or it's darkness. If you could by reason enter the kingdom, it's impossible. People who by reason try to become Christians are living in darkness. You say, how can you say that, Pastor? Because unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom. It's a work of the Spirit. Somebody say amen. The Holy Ghost will establish that we are learning at the feet of Christ and not of man. When you sit in the Bible college of the Holy Ghost, He will reveal truths to you. Hallelujah. That when you go to Bible college, you think, now how did these guys not know this thing? Amen. They shall be taught of the Lord. Everybody lift your hands and say, my family shall be taught of the Lord. Altar is a very important thing for the entire move of God. Hallelujah. Knowing the Holy Ghost is the foundation of knowing Jesus. Only He can reveal Him. Somebody say amen. You cannot know Jesus without the Holy Ghost. Because He is Spirit. Somebody say amen. Only He is the sure guide. His power makes our Christianity life. Hallelujah. Okay, I want to say something here. Without being filled with the Holy Ghost, without the Word being Spirit as it comes into you, you cannot obey the Word. because the flesh and blood profits nothing. If you cannot obey Scripture, if you cannot live in what Scripture says it is, the only option you have is to quench the Holy Ghost. If you cannot obey and do the word, then you can only quench the Holy Ghost. In other words, what he reveals to you, you cannot walk in, no matter how hard you try. But when he reveals, you manifest. You please the Father. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is pleased to dwell with you. Amen. I said amen. Amen. Why? Because it's the Holy Ghost who gives us power to manifest that word. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't want to be a religious person. Amen. I don't want to have a form of godliness. I can tell you from A to Z all about, but I can't live one thing. Amen. Thank God. The born-again church lives in the power and the demonstration of the kingdom. Amen, amen. Final promise, I just want to speak to you. The Bible says that when we spend time in the Word, you will be sanctified. In other words, when the Holy Ghost will enter your home. His glory will come to your home. You'll be sanctified. Look what Jesus said, and I'll explain it to you. John 17:17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. When you spend time, the Holy Ghost will sanctify you by the truth. Now, I hear Christians using two words interchangeably, but they're poles apart, sanctification and consecration. Sanctify or consecrate you. Consecrate is something you do. It means to set yourself aside for holy use. Amen. Sanctify is something the Holy Ghost does. When you set yourself aside, like the Bible says, Solomon consecrated the temple, and then as he prayed, the glory of God entered the temple. The temple was sanctified. The Holy Ghost entered and made his home. When you spend time, the word, with your family under the Holy Ghost, you'll be sanctified. The glory comes. The presence, the anointing. When that presence, that anointing, that glory come, let me tell you, devils flee. Powers of darkness cannot stand the presence and the glory of God. Hallelujah. He says you'll be sanctified by the truth. Hallelujah. So the Bible says in Ephesians 5:26 that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we release the sanctification of the Holy Ghost on your home. The glory of God coming on your home and making your home a candidate, a place where the presence and the power and the fire of God dwells, like we saw Elijah as he built altar, the fire of God answered. The presence of God came on his home. And as you do so, surely the groundwork and the preparation for the end time move of my spirit, for the end time revival shall be established. You know, I just realized as the Lord started speaking that about the glory of God being the seeds for revival in our homes. Pastor Fred used to often say the end time move of God's going to have no superstars. It's just going to be the church. They won't be able to stop the revival because they can close the building down, but the church is in the home. The glory has come. Hallelujah. And so today we release the anointing, the oil of God to sanctify your home. If you're saying, Lord, I'm consecrating my home, I'm consecrating my time, I'm consecrating my family, I'm setting myself aside for your presence. I want you to come, Spirit of God, and sanctify my home. If that's you, just raise your hand where you are as an indication to him. Come, Spirit of God, sanctify my home. Fill my home with your glory. Lord, let every home be an altar where you are welcomed, where the windows of heaven are opened. Hallelujah. With a word sanctified by the Holy Ghost. I thank you for homes filled with revelation knowledge, filled with the power of your Spirit, filled with the divine enabling to walk in the demonstration, having been quickened and enlightened. Lord, our sons and our daughters shall prophesy. Our young men will dream dreams. Hallelujah. There shall be visions and revelations of God established in the home and every family, and the glory and the power of God shall come, and the church will walk in power and demonstration of the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I release a fresh anointing in the homes of your people. And I thank you now, Lord, the atmosphere is going to be different. Hallelujah. Your presence is going to saturate. Hallelujah. A normal meeting will turn into a Holy Ghost meeting. Just a fellowship of the saints will turn into a fellowship of the Holy Ghost. Just a remembrance of what God has done shall turn into prophecies and testimonies, and the glory of God shall be revealed in the homes of your saints. We thank you, my God, that this will be the beginning, the spark, the down payment of the revival to come. You bless every home in the name of Jesus, for they shall be called the priests of the Lord, ministers of his word. Hallelujah. I see God turning many homes here into a place where people run to because you've been named the priest of the Lord. The priesthood is on you. The blessing is on you. Hallelujah. We thank you now, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the miraculous, for the power of God manifest in every home and in every family. And everybody said, thank you, Jesus. Woo, man. Man, I've been drinking and eating. Hallelujah. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I think the Holy Ghost giving us a glimpse into the end time move of God, the end time revelation of the perfected saints of God. Hallelujah. They shall all be called priests unto the Lord. Can I see the priest's hands? Praise God. Ministers of the word. Praise Jesus. And I declare in Jesus' name, the miraculous, the gifts, the anointings of the Spirit shall flow from your hand. Hallelujah. You'll cast out devils. You'll lay hands on the sick. You'll open blind eyes. You'll open deaf ears. You will demonstrate the kingdom of God with power. Hallelujah. 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 Devils will flee before you. Hallelujah. Sobra se keramaya. Every head bowed and every eye closed for a moment, friend, and talk to you about the kingdom of our God. Jesus said, unless a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom. We spoke today about the difference between just knowledge and the Spirit. It's the Spirit that gives life. Jesus said, you must be born of the Spirit. You can't be educated into the Spirit. You can have a cow and you can teach that cow how to bark. It's still going to be a barking cow. The nature of man is sin. Man is a sinner by nature. A child, Jesus said, of the devil. He said, sinners have their father, the devil. You can train yourself. You can educate yourself, but that cow will still be a cow. That sinner will stay a sinner. It takes a divine move of God, of mercy and grace, to step in and take away the stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. Give you a heart of God. That you be born of the Spirit. You must be born of the Spirit to know God, who is Spirit. You here in this place, say, Pastor Johnny, I've been going to church. I've been doing all these things. But deep down, I know I'm still not changed. I need Jesus to come. I need a miracle. I need to be changed. I need to be born again. Friend, that is a work of God. And He put a price on it. It's not free. He put a price on it. Repent. Believe on Jesus as your Savior.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.